another group in Tajikistan. It's called the IRP. Who are they?
The IRP was a principal Islamic opposition who fought the civil war with the communist regime between 92 and 97. But there again, to describe this as a civil war between two ideologies would, I think, you know, be very superficial, because essentially this was a war between clans and tribes. Tajikistan is a very complex society, and the Soviet era favored one group of clans against another group of clans. And what you see after the breakup of the Soviet Union is the deprived clans wanting to assert themselves. And they adopt an Islamic ideology, an Islamic framework, again, through the influence of what was going on in Afghanistan at that time. A lot of these Tajik militants had come to Pakistan and studied in religious schools. They'd also been influenced by Pakistani scholars. So in Tajikistan, this civil war goes on for 5 years, and it's at many levels, at the Islamic level, at the clan and tribal level, and at the great power level. You know, Russia is backing the regime, Iran backs the militants. There's a kind of great game going on there as well. But eventually there's a settlement, and now both sides are working quite closely together.
IRP stands for the Islamic Renaissance Party. The other group that you focus on is kind of interesting because, as you suggest, with IMU, it straddles more than one country, and that's the HT.
The Hizb ut-Tahrir is actually a pan-Islamic movement. Its headquarters are probably in London. We don't know, but they're probably in Europe. This was a group that emerged in the 1950s from a group of Palestinians and Saudis being very close to Wahhabism, the main Islamic tradition of Saudi Arabia, a very extreme puritanical tradition. And they break with Wahhabism in the late 50s, and they set up a separate group called Hizb ut-Tahrir, which actually calls for a revival of the caliphate, that is what existed with the Ottoman Empire. There was one khalifa, one ostensible ruler of the Muslim world, and he ruled the whole Muslim world. They envisage an uprising right across the Muslim world, and eventually all Muslims will be ruled by just one man. And it's a very kind of messianic kind of a vision, which has taken root very strongly in Central Asia, perhaps more than in any other Muslim region. They have branches in Pakistan, in South Asia, in the Far East. They have a lot of branches in Europe amongst Muslims, especially amongst Muslim students in Europe. But it's really taken root in Central Asia, because I think they're very well funded, and nobody quite knows where their money comes from. They're very well organized. They use a lot of modern techniques. They use, you know, fax and email and modern techniques of organizing, underground literature and etc. And they set down their first group in the mid-90s in Uzbekistan. And from there now they have become very popular on campuses in Central Asia amongst young people across all five republics. But their ideology does not believe in insurrection, which is why, unlike the IMU, which was branded a terrorist group by the United States, HT is not branded as a terrorist group. They do not believe in violence, and they say that on one given day, the Muslims of a given region will just rise up and overthrow the corrupt system and their rulers, and then install this caliphate system. What many people now fear is that, you know, post 9/11 and even just before that, many of the young Hizb ut-Tahrir followers were gravitating towards a more militant kind of Islam, because they saw this ideology of kind of waiting for the given day, or waiting for everyone to become convinced of the goodness of Hizb ut-Tahrir and its ideology. They were too impatient for that. And the danger is that Hizb ut-Tahrir, some of them may take a militant path towards achieving their aims.